popping, everybody. Welcome back to What Girl. And
She's feisty today. Her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Thursday. I'm hyped up because we did one of those days where we sat here and talked for an hour and a half. What time is it?
Yes, it's
10:55. We started at 9:15. Literally,
it's an hour and 40 minutes that we've just been sitting here bullshitting.
You know what,
guys?
Girls will be girls. That's why I'm hyped up. And then I almost hate when we do that because, I mean, most of the time it's too personal.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's a little too personal.
But sometimes it's like, damn, we should have pushed record. Yeah, like, that would have been good. But
yeah, I know.
It's just like, it's all the inside stuff, guys. You'll know soon enough, okay?
Yeah. Well, we filled them in last episode on the house hunting stuff. We gave up on the number 3 house that had a gorgeous backyard. It was too small. We went and saw it again. And then we saw another house that we really, really love, and we're highly considering making an offer literally today. So that's my update.
And cross your fingers, guys.
Cross your fingers. It's, cross your fingers. We have a call with our real estate agent. Obviously, we don't want to rush into it, but we also don't want to lose the opportunity. But it's a gorgeous house right by both of our parents. It's 6 bedrooms. It's fucking beautiful kitchen.
6 bedrooms, guys. You know what that means.
It has a pool. It's what we were going to...
She's got to fill with some babies.
Oh, yeah. It's got a pool, and it's what we would have paid for the last house that had 3 very, very, very tiny bedrooms. And it has 2 walk-in master bedroom closets.
Hello. And you're
separated.
And your laundry is upstairs.
Washer-dryer is next to the bedroom, and there's just so much room to grow. And Zane and I were like, oh, we could always find a new house if we outgrow it. And it's like, yeah, but we won't have kids in, like, 5 years. So, like... 4 maybe. So it's like, we have to buy a new house in 4 years. That stresses me out just thinking about that. Yeah. No, thanks. I'd rather have it
now. This is like, it's one and done. I mean, yeah, of course you could always move on with life, but this, you guys can grow into this for years and years and years to come.
This could be a forever home.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed, we'll see. By the time this episode comes out, we'll know what we're doing, which is crazy. I'm stressed, but I'm so excited. Breath.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah.
It is. It's very, very exciting. Yeah,
that's my update. DIY dad came with us, so he's being the dad, doing all the checks and stuff, and there's not any huge major concerns. The house has good bones. It has a good, oil tank, whatever. So, like, things like that are good. So, we'll see.
Yay.
Anyways, what are you grateful for today, Geraldine? She's thinking.
I don't know. I'm grateful for so much. I would have to say...
We can do multiples if one is too difficult.
You know what? I'm going to say ever today.
Aww.
Yeah. I have this whole thing with him. He's so cute because he usually has man colds. Well, if he has a man cold, he's like, you know, that stereotypical, like, he's dying kind of thing. And I was teasing him the other day because he's now finally caught whatever thing that Aaliyah started. I mean, now Alyssa is officially the only one in this house who hasn't caught
it. I'm telling you guys, my immune system, I don't know what is in my body.
It's so annoying. I mean, I've been swabbed. Aaliyah's been swabbed. It's not corona, thank God. It's just so annoying. But
Zane still has a cough, too.
That's what I'm saying. It's just annoying. It's like, whatever. But now, ever, so excuse me when I go, ever finally has it, and... He was trying to pull that man shit with me, and I'm like, no. I said, you're not sick. So now I'll, like, text him at work. I'm like, how you doing? How you feeling? Whatever. He's like, I'm great. I'm not sick. But he's trying to, and he's realizing that it really does help. If you sit there and wallow in the I don't feel great, you're going to feel worse.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
It's a cold. Mm-hmm. You're fine. Mm-hmm. You'll be just great.
Yeah.
But I appreciate, and I am grateful that he is, he's just taking it and he's just being funny with it, and I appreciate that right now about him.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I am grateful for waking up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because the alternative sucks.
Yeah. No explanation needed. No. I don't know. I've just been lately, like, excited to wake up and, like, start the day, and I feel like every day I'm, like, making progress on things and, like, I don't know, like, what's the word? Accessing? Accessing? Advancing? What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
I think advancing. No, that's not the word. I've been? Something, like, something that means
Growing?
Growing.
Expanding?
Anyway. No. Expanding.
Expanding?
I think so. Whatever. Anyways, I've been expanding every morning, and I feel like every day
I expand every morning.
I expand every night. Let's be honest. Pajamas are getting a little tight. No,
my waistband's feeling a little.
Like I thought I was this band size on my bra. What's happening? I need to go to the next loop. Yeah, I think just every day has been like getting closer and closer to like life goals and like things like that. So I've just been excited and grateful to wake up in the morning.
Yeah,
that's my grateful.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's the house hunting.
I was up at 6 a.m. again. Every morning since we started looking for a house,
I have been up
between 5 or 6, going on my phone, and then I'll go back to bed at like 7 or 7:30 until like 8 o'clock or 8 or 8:30. You know what I mean? So I'll be up for like an hour between 5 and 6 just on my phone scrolling, looking at things.
It's terrible. I mean, it's great, but...
I have to. I won't be able to go back to sleep if I don't scroll.
Yeah. Listen, I'm right there with you guys. I mean, this is exciting for me because this
you're
is like...
You're living through us.
Yes.
It's going to be like yours too.
and it's like the fruit of your labor kind of stupid thing. But it's like, you know, you grow your children, you raise your children to see them be successful and grow. And aww, it's like you guys moving into like your own house. Aww.
It's your first, yeah, moving into a house.
Yeah. And it's like, wow.
And then you're like, I get to get grandchildren,
dream, you know?
Soon.
Yes. That's the greatest part about it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you guys, you know, spreading your wings, but then it's also like grandbabies to come,
yeah,
you know?
Another
and
generation.
I'm right down the block, and yeah, I could be like, you guys want to go out at night on town? No problem. Go. I got them, you know?
You could come just stay in that house.
Oh, this is very true.
They don't even have to leave.
Oh, my God. With all those bedrooms, I can have grandmas. Grandma, Grandma G, Grandma A.
You can come have sleepovers.
Oh.
I don't have to pack like a diaper bag or anything. Oh, you just have everything in the house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's so exciting, guys.
Oh, my God. Okay. Imagine. Oof. Okay. Listen.
But you know how you get babies?
You have to have sex.
Oh. Speaking of? We're a genius. So I can't
really,
stand us,
really
guys.
No, I'm actually really proud of that. That's really good. We're doing a sex episode.
We're so silly. We're so giddy. I'm going to speak for me. I'm so giddy about this whole process and the thought of them doing this that it's just like, aww, ear to ear, like, I don't know. I think
like the most exciting part is like, I don't know, like if it happens like move-in day, like, you know damn well, like all of us are going to be like loading our cars.
So
like everyone's going to be helping, you know?
And there's just going to be like a telephone call for a delivery of pizza and food,
yeah,
and chowing down,
just, like,
and the excitement. I just think about food.
We're just fucking jump in the pool with our clothes on.
That's what I'm saying. It's so exciting.
Yeah. Like I look
it's
forward to
so
that day.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Days.
Be more, yeah. More I don't know about all that. I mean,
so
luckily
it's close enough that we don't load up the cars. We don't need trucks.
We don't. Why would I do that? That would be very silly of me.
That would be. You have your dad's pickup for all the
big stuff
that don't fit in, but you pack the shit out of my truck and everybody's car.
Put your back seats down.
Yeah, we got
my back seats go down in my car too.
We got this.
Yeah. Zane's back seats go down, no?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think they do. So, we got this.
That'd be more than enough. Just go back a couple times. It's literally 5 minutes away.
Listen, once an offer's made and accepted, it's like all of a sudden it's going to be, I got to go to Lidl's and get boxes. Guys, I need boxes.
We don't even need boxes. Just throw it in the car. Save money. I'm not buying boxes.
Oh, no. I was going to go in the garbage and get boxes. Okay. Like those boxes.
I'm like, do you see how many fucking deliveries I get a day? I'll just start saving
them.
There
you go. Oh, my God. I'm silly.
Should I not get rid of them today? Today's cardboard day.
Don't get rid of
no,
them.
No, I'm not going to do that until
any
we get accepted.
Big ones.
Until
any big ones, skip them.
Like, do you see how much shit that those people have in their house? It's going to take them months just to move out. I'm not starting to keep boxes yet. You
okay,
know what I mean?
Don't start yet.
Unless you want to keep them in your garage. I'm not keeping them in our apartment. I say we're right on that.
All right, exciting.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. Ah! Okay.
Sex?
Yeah, let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be.
Let's talk about sex.
Yeah,
talk about. Okay. Hey, Jerry and Alyssa. Absolutely love the podcast, and you beautiful ladies constantly have me cracking up in public. When I had this happen to me, my first thought was, oh my God, this is too good of a story to keep to myself. So to preface, I'm in a 3.5-year relationship, and I absolutely love my boyfriend. He goes to work, whereas I work from home. Sometimes when I'm home alone, I get in the mood, but he doesn't come home until 7 or 8 at night, so a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. So one day, I get my vibrator, I get in bed, and I get down to it. It's also important to note that my boyfriend's house, I only have a little bullet, about 2 or 3 inches long, which is important for the story. So I decide, why not try something new? I put my vibrator slightly inside me so I can finish with my hand and enjoy my afternoon delight. It was great. And when I went to get the vibrator out, it wasn't there anymore.
No.
This little shit had slipped inside me. And all I could do was feel the top of where the on-off button was. I fucking panicked. The first thought in my mind was, great, now I'm going to be the girl who goes to the ER with a vibrator up in her vagina. That is still freaking vibrating. That's right. Since I could only feel the top, I was so scared to press the button in fear that it might be getting pushed in deeper. I tried to grab it and pull it out, but it wouldn't budge. Not to mention, it's vibrating and slippery. So I take a deep breath and think about the fact that we women are amazing and push babies out. So that's the time I realized I need to push this vibrator out of me. I do not have children and have not given birth, but I thought, heck, women instincts will kick in. One push later, and I had my little purple vibrator in my hand. I sat there and had to take a moment to realize what I had just gone through. That was my first vibrator birth, and hopefully the last. Safe to say, I'm glad I got it out myself. And ladies, please never leave your vibrators unattended in your vagina. That's fucking hysterical.
I'm heavy breathing.
She birthed a vibrator, guys. That's hysterical.
That it's still vibrating and you can't push the off button. See,
I
don't know.
I think I would like that. No. Actually, just walk around with a grin on my face all day.
And you can't push the button because it's just going to push it higher. I'm so sorry. The whole time I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
And the whole time I'm like, wow, that could be a little exciting.
Not all the way up there.
Well, no, not all the way
up. It's not pleasurable. Yeah. Probably just like, and then you take it out and you still feel like you're vibrating for 2 weeks. It's like getting out of a pool and you lay in bed and you feel like you're still floating.
Oh my God. What a way to start off the episode. That's fucking hysterical.
I love that you were like, wait, let me just push it out. And it worked.
She birthed the vibrator.
Push like you're pooping and then it comes out.
That's hysterical.
Oh, my God.
She's like, oh, you know, I just knew my womanly instinct would kick in.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny.
Don't ever put a full vibrator up your vagina. Guys, 11-11, make a wish that you don't put a full vibrator up your vagina.
Not the little bullet one.
No.
Oh, man.
Well, she's going to get stuck, bro.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I had sex with my best friend. Sex/embarrassing.
Oh.
Hello, beautiful ladies. This podcast has been saving grace during an unprecedented time with my grandmother's passing. I'm right there with you laughing and crying while I'm driving to work or school, and it truly is my favorite part of the day.
Oh, gosh. So sorry for your loss, but Thank you. God. What a compliment.
Although I have an older sister, you ladies have truly felt like my older sisters while she's away at college. Your advice, and even tough love sometimes, is unmatched. Thank you. She gets us. Sometimes a tough love is needed. Sometimes we need tough love.
We're
all human.
Yes.
As mentioned before, my grandmother passed about a month prior to me writing this email, and my best friend slash person I should be talking to romantically has been my rock through this whole grieving process, and even the week before when she was hospitalized. Last night, my other best friend, Elise, and I were talking about all of the things I liked about said guy slash best friend that I am, quote, talking to. By the way, that's a fake name. We would never just say somebody's name. Mm-hmm. Jay, the guy that I'm talking to, and I were hanging out after, and I realized that I liked him, or so I thought. We started talking because I didn't want to friend zone or deny him again, as I have for the past 5 years, and I felt pressured by his friends and my friends to start talking to him. That night, as I was hanging out with Elise again and watching 50 Shades of Grey before and the day prior, I realized I wanted to have sex with him. After we had sex, I immediately felt off, and I regretted having sex with him. I realized that I liked the attention, and I felt gross and slutty for having sex with him. It wasn't necessarily bad, it just wasn't good, like, at all. And I felt disgusting doing it, and I didn't come.
Oh.
This is where it gets juicy. But not. Ba-dum-tsh.
Ah, what's up with the jokes?
We started making out, and eventually it got hot and heavy real quick. We made way for his bed, and he went to grab a condom. He couldn't even get inside me, so I had to grab his dick, and when I tell you, I was holding on to a pinky weenie. I mentally slapped myself in the face because not only am I bored right now, I can't even find his dick. Thank you, ladies, for reading this mess of an email because I was all over the place. As I was driving home that night, I thought about you ladies and writing this as soon as I got home, so I did. However, I forgot to push send. This podcast is truly an act of compassion and effort, and we're all so thankful for the Ogamil family. With love.
Oh my god. So sweet.
She's bringing back the pinky weenie.
Oh. The return of the pinky weenie. The
return of the pinky weenie.
I'm sorry, your pinky weenie.
Aww. Aww. I'm like, what do we do? I'm writing down my notes. The return of the pinky weenie. Like, is this my life? I feel like a lot of things happen right like that, right? You, like, fantasize. Like, we've gotten emails. Like, they fantasize about, like, the work person. And then they have sex. And they're just, like, disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, just leave it a fantasy.
And bitch was hot. She was watching 50 Shades of Gay. Gray.
50 Shades of Gay. Wait, that should be a movie. Why is that not a movie? 50 Shades of Gay? I bet you there's like a spoof or something. Maybe.
If not, there will be now.
There should be. Yeah, because really, like, the biggest movie producers listen to Ogamil.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, don't they all?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm choking, so I'm going to put another cough drop in my mouth.
I hate cough drops.
Listen, it just does something for me.
I mean, yeah. If you got a cough, not like a vibrator does,
but...
Remember what you were going to say?
No. What was I going to say? 50 Shades of... Oh, I was saying that the bitch was hot. She was, like, watching it the night before, watching it that day. She wanted to get her fucking freak on. And then she's like, where is it, though?
Oh.
Like, where is it?
Oh.
You know?
And wait, this is her second try?
Oh, yeah.
It was, right? The first time was, like, not that good?
No. I wonder why. That's so sad.
I'm surprised you had sex with him again if you felt icky after. It's usually a sign to, like, not do it again.
But listen, she was just like, let me try. Yeah. Benefit of the doubt.
Well, now you know.
Now you know. And, you know, she wrote in there that she felt pressured by friends. Don't feel pressured by people, man.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Don't let your friends peer pressure you. No. That is your private sex life.
Exactly. Okay, so we're going to go to funny sex story.
Okay.
Okay. So every time I listen to the sex episodes, I try hard to think if I have a funny story to send in, and I finally realized the very first time I was going to have sex is pretty funny to look back on. When my high school boyfriend and I were both 16, we decided we are ready to have sex for the first time. It would be both of our first times, so I talked to one of my friends who I knew was already having sex about it. She ended up giving me a couple of condoms, partly as a joke and partly to make sure we used one because she knew I was too scared to go buy them at that point. Isn't that weird? Were you scared in the beginning to go out and buy condoms?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no, we would we'd be really embarrassed. Because we look like babies when we're fucking 17, 18 years old. You're a child. You are. So yeah, it's not like you're not walking in there all confident. Now I wouldn't give a fuck. I mean, now, no, right. Absolutely not. I will never, ever go back to using condoms ever again. But now walking in, it would be a whole different story.
Yeah, I guess now that you say it.
Yeah. But we would maybe do self-checkout.
Yeah, maybe I was embarrassed back then. I don't remember.
Self-checkout always. And yeah. I would always make Zane do it.
Poor guy. Well, absolutely not poor not. Guy. I mean, that's for his penis.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so fast forward to one night, and we're at his dad's basement, a basement that did not have a door. Oh, gosh. I could see where this is going. A basement that did not have a door at the top of the stairs. Mind you, so the fact that we're messing around around in his dad's house with no closed doors just shows you how young and dumb we were. Anyway, I don't remember all the details because it was 10 years ago. Wow. But I know we had decided that this was going to be the night we tried. So instead of hanging out on the couch, he had blankets set up on the floor. So romantic. So we're laying on the blankets on his basement floor. One thing leads to another, and he grabs the condom my friend had given me, and he puts it on while I'm laying there with no pants on, nervous as all hell. We didn't realize it at the time, but my friend had given us colored condoms. So the next thing I know, he was bringing a fully green dick towards me, ready to go.
Why does that give me the ick?
A green dick.
That gives me the ick. I don't, the col-, no, absolutely not.
I couldn't do it. It just looked so ridiculous. Ew. And I was way too nervous for it to be something funny to, and I was trying, wait, I was way too nervous for it to be something funny to loosen things up. I just kept thinking that I didn't want my first time to be with his dick looking like that. Like it belonged to the Incredible Hulk.
I'm not
proud of this, but I faked a stomach ache and we did not have sex that night. I was so relieved to watch him throw that dark green condom out unused. When we eventually did have sex for the first time, it was in the exact same spot, no doors on the basement, us lying on the floor, just as classy and romantic and oh so overwhelming.
Underwhelming,
sorry. But hey, at least this first time he had a normal condom on. Also now, I'm thinking back on it, when I had sex with my current boyfriend for the first time, it was also in his parents' basement that had no door to close and the condom broke, which we didn't realize until after we were finished. I think the lesson here is don't have sex in your parents' basement when there's not even a door to close. That does not lead to good sex. P.S. This is completely unrelated, but I have to know, is it a New York thing to say you're standing online or waiting online? You guys are the only people I've ever heard say it that way. Everyone else I know says they're standing or waiting in line. It makes me laugh every time so hard I had to ask, okay, love you, bye.
That is such an interesting statement. I've heard this before somewhere. Somebody has said this to me, I think.
Huh.
Maybe it was her, and I just...
Huh.
I don't remember where I saw it.
I wait online.
Yeah, I would never say I'm waiting in line.
We wait online.
Yeah, I'm waiting online, yeah. Is that not a normal thing to say?
I guess not.
Like, yeah, like if you're like at Six Flags, I'd be like, yeah, I'm online for Superman. Yeah, never say, no, I'm in line for Superman. No. In line means like you're getting in a line. Like I picture like a dance team, like get in line. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like get in formation, in
right.
line.
Right.
Where online is like on a line. But it's like
you
people
have
that,
to explain to me. I know
you agree. I'm talking to them. I'm just looking you in the eyes. It's like people that say in Long Island. That's wrong.
On Long Island. Yeah.
In Long Island is so fucking wrong.
I saw something yesterday, totally silly, mm-hmm. but I saw there is a new company coming in Long Island because they want to. It's like a commercial company trying to buy houses for sale so mm-hmm. they could kind of own the market, right? And people are like, if you know, the comments were like, if you know anything about Long Island, it's on Long Island. You're not in yes. Long Island.
Yeah.
Get out of here with your bullshit. But yeah.
If you're a real Long Islander, you would never say
I'm in
Long Island. No, it's on.
You're on Long Island. And that's probably why we're online, because we're on Long Island. Maybe it's only us Long Islanders that talk like that. I don't know.
I've seen this before. It's very familiar to me. So somebody else has said it to me.
I have to pay attention.
I don't think I've ever said in line.
No, but pay attention. Like, when you go to, like, out of state, see if, you know. Right.
Or, like, if I watch somebody else's video, like, on YouTube, and they're, like, from a different state.
And they say, so, like, I'm curious now.
Like, if somebody called me, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just online at CVS. I'm just in line at CVS. Yeah, no, I would never say in.
Yeah, in is, wow.
In line is, like, information to me.
Even, like, think back to school. Your teacher's, all right, everybody line up, get online. Like, yeah. They don't say get in line. Yeah. It's like, get on the line, get on your lunch line.
On the line.
Team A, line up here. Yes. Get on that line. You know, like, yeah. It's not in.
Yeah, that's, I'm going to have to do a hard disagree on that one.
Okay, well, anyways, maybe your it's email. Just us.
That's a really funny thing, though, to notice.
Moral of the story, don't have sex in your parents' basement when they don't have a door at the top, because it leads to bad sex. She's had two examples of it. Mm-hmm. Not one, two.
Unless you have an apartment there and you live there.
But we have a door. We have a lot of doors that go through. If you don't hear all the doors opening that have to come down here. And also, hello, the Incredible Hulk. Oh,
that immediately gave me the ick. As soon as you said colored condom, I wanted to throw up. Any color. Orange, red, yellow, green, any color gives me the ick. Blue?
Purple? I think blue, green, purple, those would be, and yellow, those would be,
any of red? Orange? No.
Oh, no.
So much no.
No colored condom, guys.
Why does that give, that literally gives me the ick.
I don't think I've ever even seen colored condoms, like, to buy. But yeah, also, I'm, like, really
that
old,
can't
so.
Be a good quality condom, can it? Like, that's why it broke.
Oh, no, the other one
broke. Oh, the other one broke.
Yeah, the regular one. They didn't try that.
Hulk. I've never, ever had a condom break. The Incredible break Hulk. Have you ever had a condom break on you?
Yes, I did.
I've never had that happen.
Yeah, I did.
But I was always over paranoid because I was young. Yeah. Now okay. I'm like, hope the depot shot works. Let's take a gamble.
Okay. You're done.
Okay. Let me write down green condom dick.
Incredible Hulk. I almost slept with the Incredible Hulk.
She's coming up with a title. That's my favorite part of this podcast. My favorite part is coming up with the titles. I don't know why. It's just, like, my favorite part.
Wait, which one did you just read and you were cracking up?
I know. I was laughing at myself. I'm like, I wrote this and it's so funny.
How many times are you going to...
Is it how many times are you going to give them a second chance? And then in parentheses it said, doggy bag that bitch to go. That's so funny.
She's hysterical.
Oh, my God. Okay.
She's the brains behind the operation, guys. No. Just the brains.
It is my favorite part, honestly.
Wait, you mean talking with me is not?
Okay, second favorite.
Okay.
Okay, embarrassing sex story. Cock ring is a must, but be careful.
Ooh.
Hi, ladies. So this literally just happened to me. My man and I are getting it on, and recently I've been collecting all different kinds of sex toys. I mean, why not? He loves anything that will make me feel good. Well, we're doing it, and I break out my new cock ring. Basically, it was the best sex I've ever had. After we finished, I'm delirious on the bed, it's pitch black, and I go to roll over and just lay down to gather myself. I do that. I'm just like this.
It's like, I need a minute.
I don't move for like a good like 7 minutes.
It's like, I need a minute, okay? Yeah.
Well, I ended up being already on the edge, so when... I'm so sorry. I love this shit.
It's like when we know what's happening.
I need something like this to happen to me. I rolled over and I smacked my head on the top part of his solid wooden nightstand. And then I hit it again on the bottom part of it. My legs go across my body like I'm doing a fucking cartwheel or some shit. He rushes to turn on the lights and I'm laughing, crying, feeling so vulnerable, but still on a high from finishing. He held me and said, we're doing that again, babe, but next time I'm keeping you in the center of the bed. And to me, it's so much funnier because I was just thinking I've never really had that embarrassing of a sex story to write in about. Anyways, sitting here 10 minutes minutes after it happened. You two were the first people I saw to tell. Sorry if this didn't make sense. My head is pounding. Okay, love you. Bye.
I wonder why. Wow, that's pretty intimate. I mean, we were right there with you as you're slamming your head into his nightstand. I mean, that's some great fucking sex. I'll give a hint to Zane. Zane, just take her head and smash it against the wooden night table, okay?
And then it turns on the light, and you're just like a fucking dead ant. And you're laughing. Oh my god,
that's fucking hysterical.
Oh my god,
so there's nothing better than that type of sex, you know, like that really super like you leave your body and smash it on a fucking headstand. I mean nightstand. Oh my god. Oh, wow, literally so 10 sad. Minutes after she writes us, I love you.
Oh my god,
that's fucking funny.
I know, I love that when their first thought is to write to us.
It's like she was only 10 minutes after, too. She was still laying there all in a daze.
She's like, hold on, where'd my phone go? I need to write this down.
Oh, I love you.
That's hysterical.
Okay, a sex horror story. Uh-oh. All right, so I just finished up listening to the Married My Best Friend Boyfriend episode, and you guys asked for sex stories, and here you go. I can't actually believe I'm sharing this because it's quite literally one of the worst things you can imagine. But fuck it. Everyone has sex, so who really cares? Let's get into it. So my fiance and I have been together for 7 years, started dating when I was a freshman in high school, and he was a sophomore. We were each other's first for everything. As things started out quite slow, we didn't even peck until like 3 months in. Even once we did start to have sex, we were still overly cautious about it and scared to ever get caught. Although we did do it in the same house as our parents all the time. Sorry, Alyssa. Well, fast forward.
To each their own.
Fast forward 3 years into our relationship, my fiance left to go to college while I was still living at home, finishing up my last year of high school. The university he went to was 2 hours away, so it wasn't too far. But we made it a routine that every single weekend we'd stay together Friday through Sunday and take turns making the drive. Sure, it sounds like a lot, basically be living with each other at 17, 18 years old. But around this time, my parents were going through a pretty ugly divorce and it brought us extremely close. I had known that I loved him just a few months into our relationship, but it was around this time I knew he was my person and that I would marry him and love him for the rest of my life. My mom was a little hesitant and made a comment here and there about acting too old for my age, but ultimately she knew how much we loved each other and how much he was helping me get through certain emotions, so she let it be and supported us in every way. Although enough of the sappy shit, onto the juicy juice. So basically, a weekend came where it was my fiance's turn to come visit me. This particular time, my mother was home. My mother was home upon his arrival. She's an RN, so she basically works all day and wouldn't be home in the evening, so we usually had the time to get the sex out of our system by the time, but this time we couldn't. Guys, I'm sorry. Went to the eye doctor yesterday. Major contact issues.
Good for you.
Okay. So her mom's a nurse. They usually get the sex out of the system, but they couldn't this time. After about 3 hours, the time had come. My mom was leaving to go to the grocery store, and we were finally going to be alone. As soon as she left, we got right into it. At this particular point in time, I was on my period, so we decided to just go ahead with anal. We weren't new to it because this is typically what we do whenever I was bleeding, or if I smoked a little bit too much of the devil's lettuce. So we were out of the pain phase, and I did enjoy it a majority of the time. There isn't much to say about the sex act itself, other than the fact that I was very, very loud and vocal about how good it felt this particular time. Not sure, but it did. Anyways, so we do the deed and start to clean up. My fiance, boyfriend at the time, states that he's thirsty and begins to walk out butt-ass naked to grab a glass of water. A few seconds later, he comes running back in my room, holding his junk in his hands and silently freaking out. He then proceeds to explain that my mother is sitting on the couch sleeping. We absolutely lose our shit, trying to figure out what to do, but eventually everything... Sorry. But eventually, everything carries on as normal, and the weekend goes on as if nothing happened. My mom never acted different or mentioned a thing. Well, as soon as my boyfriend leaves, she comes storming into my room, freaking out about the whole situation and cursing like a sailor while repeating what I said in bed, such as, "Fuck my ass. Oh, God, don't stop." Of course, I'm humiliated, but also firing back at her, asking why she was home when she was supposed to go grocery shopping, and most importantly, why she stayed inside when it was happening. Turns out my mom had forgotten her card at home and decided to just head back and go the next day instead. She explained that it started to happen, she froze, and didn't know what to do or how to react to what to do. come on, eyeballs, cooperate. Damn it. Wow, I just ruined the moment, didn't I?
It was going to be funny. Hurry up.
I'm trying, Alyssa. I'm trying.
You lost your spot?
Yeah. No. Wait. Okay. She froze, didn't know how to react or what to do when she heard my boyfriend walking out. She instinctively pretended to be sleeping. We moved on pretty quickly from the situation, but I told my mom about the time I heard her hooking up with the guy in the shower just a few weeks before. At that point, she still continued to yell at me, but basically, we called it even and agreed to never let it happen again if either of us...
Ever again,
sorry. Here we are 4 years later, and we've never brought it up again, other than when I drank and end up sharing it with my friends, and they think it's the funniest, worst story ever. I just knew I had to share it with you guys. Hope it makes you laugh or cringe. I've attached photos. Yeah. Sorry it was so long. Had a horrible story, but just wanted to... It's just what you wanted, right? Oh, my God, guys.
Sorry.
I was doing so good. I tore... She said,
okay, love you, bye!
I tore my old contact. I am so sorry for butchering your shit. Your email?
No, it was fucking funny, though.
You're fucking hysterical. Oh, my God.
Props to your mom for pretending to sleep.
Oh, so pretty. Yeah, props to her for...
Instead of going, what are you doing? And then it's so awkward because your fucking boyfriend is butt-ass naked.
But as soon as he left, she reamed her a new asshole, literally.
That's fine. A new asshole. That's fine, but I'm just glad she didn't say anything to your boyfriend. That would have been really awkward.
Oh, my God.
Does your boyfriend know, or does he think still that she was actually sleeping?
Oh, my God. How embarrassing.
No, he probably told him, huh?
I would hope so.
That's fucking funny.
But you guys are adorable. Your prom pictures are adorable. Beautiful.
Okay. Sex story. Anal gone wrong. Hey girls, thank you so much for creating this podcast. It has helped me through so much. Makes me laugh with my whole body, and it feels like you guys are my besties.
Aww.
Okay, let's get into it. My boyfriend and I have been dirty talking about having anal sex. We are both into it when he spanks my ass and touches my butt area during sexy time. Well, this story is nothing but sexy. So, while I was on my period, we kept talking about having anal. So on the first day I was off my period, it happened to be a Friday. We went to a brewery not too far from home, and we did a beer tasting, played some board games, and eventually had some more drinks. On our way home was all sloppy drunken kisses and dirty talking about what was about to happen. He told me, "Tonight is the night, baby. Tonight I will take your anal V-card." The second we shut the door, clothes were ripped off, and the fun began. We used a lot of lube and had some fun with a butt plug before he entered through the back door. And, well, it wasn't very stimulating for me. My boyfriend, on the other hand, had the best experience ever. It was so tight for him that he just came after moments of entering. Had to seriously catch his breath while I ran to the bathroom to empty his contents from my booty.
So gross.
Once I was back in the room, I wanted my own mind-blowing orgasm and hopped right back onto him, and this is where it all went wrong. Well, we went for round two, and I got what I wanted. The next day, we were both slightly hungover, and only when I went to the bathroom to take a shit, I remembered about the butt action of the previous night. Sunday, I wasn't feeling too hot, but I didn't think anything of it. Monday, I started feeling very low energy, had headaches and pain while sitting down. Oh, and also while pooping. Thursday, I had a fever, shivering fits, body aches, and more headaches. First, I thought, damn, I have COVID again, but all my COVID tests came back negative. The next day, I had pains just from my waist down, and I really couldn't figure out what was wrong with my body. I just couldn't make a connection between the events of the weekend and my then current situation. Only the next day, when I went to the bathroom and pee, my pee was green as if I had dumped marker fluid into the toilet bowl. I asked Dr. Google, because that legit scared me. To no surprise, it said that I have a bacterial infection in my urinal tract. Of course, then I went to the doctor and got medication, but I had a fucking sepsis and a urinal tract infection. Finally, all of the events from that drunk, sloppy night came back to me, and I remembered that I went to the bathroom to freshen up, but my boyfriend never did. Needless to say, I am absolutely traumatized from anal sex and will not have it anytime soon. This is just a reminder to you all. Please tell your boyfriend to wash his pee-pee after anal, and then when he enters your fresh flower garden. Peace out.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. That, like, really fucked you up. I didn't know it can be that bad.
Didn't we have another one? Oh, no. He got a piece of his shit, her shit, stuck in his pickle hole, right? Oh,
God, yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah.
I would be very, no pun intended, very anal about that. Yeah, before you went to the other hole, you're cleaning up.
Butt wipes.
Rinse it off.
Go wash it off. Butt wipes. Do something.
Butt wipes might be too acidic. I don't know if you want that all the way up there. Just a nice little water rinsing.
Yeah. Get up. Go to the bathroom. Yeah. Wash it off.
Yeah. Totally.
Listen, they were drunk. She was horny. He got off. She didn't.
Or at least pee.
I understand how it happened, but damn.
Clear the tract, you know? Pee.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen, I'm so thankful you're okay now, but damn.
That's crazy. You literally thought you had COVID. That's how much it fucked you up.
Oh, my gosh.
And your pee was green? That's crazy. All right, so, guys, make sure you're in between. You're cleaning. Clean yourself up. Both of you. Pee. Always pee. Firm believer in peeing.
Always pee.
Always pee.
Okay, embarrassing sex story. Hey, listen, Jerry, I don't personally have any embarrassing sex stories, but here's one of my husband's.
Sure.
My husband and his baby mama did anal when they were together, and she shit all over his dick and his bed, and he made her clean it up afterwards. That's it. Okay, love you. Bye.
Sure. Telling it for a friend. That's what they all
say. It's the friend, right? It's the friend.
It's the ex-baby mama, not her. Sure. I'm just kidding.
Guilty.
I'm just fucking with you.
That's fucking gross, but yeah.
That is disgusting. But also, how did that come up in conversation with your husband? Like, why?
Maybe he was so traumatized by it. Maybe she wanted anal. Yeah, and he's like, listen, no. I've been shit on before, okay?
That's so true.
Ew.
I just read the first heal that. Oh my guys. So, apparently, last time we did a sex episode, there was a massive run-on sentence. Do we read it?
Well, we had to have, right?
We had to have if she heard it, yeah. So we read an email, and then we were like, if you write an email, please try to use periods, because it's a little confusing. So she wrote, and she said, I'm so sorry that I had a run-on sentence. You did phenomenal reading my 5th grade paper, Alyssa. LOL, I had to take a look back and see what the heck I did, and I didn't even realize my email was so long. I was texting it on my way to work and was in the zone. But anyways, here is my sex story. So the other one wasn't a sex story. It was her love story. So now she's attaching it. Good for you. You know what? I will give you brownie points and I'll put your ranking back up
for because attaching you your old it. Email. Right. There you go.
I'll forgive your big run-on
Listen, she
paragraph.
Was in the moment. She was like, sometimes we do that, right?
She's like, wait, but I didn't put any periods or commas, anything. Okay. So here we go. This is her sex story now. So before being with my boyfriend now, with my ex, I didn't have one orgasm. Like, I thought it was normal for sex to just be like a show. Kind of this big, over-the-top thing, girls just yelling and looking like she's in another world.
Oh.
I thought that oral sex was the best thing, etc. But for me, the whole 7 years with my ex, it wasn't like that. I actually used to start to get myself going before he got into the room, so I was already wet. whenever he used to go down on me, I didn't really feel like anything special. And I don't know, I thought that that was normal. But baby, oh, was I wrong. The first time being with my man now, I literally had an out-of-body experience. When he touched me with his hands, just with his hands, whoa. He went down on me and I was literally breathing so hard, he asked me if I was okay and if he should stop. I lay there trying to climb back into the body and use my words. And I had to explain to him that I never felt like this before and I was overwhelmed. He laid down with me, held me, and said, he'll always take care of me. I'm in safe hands. Just let go and relax. So he continued. I was laying there and I felt something different, like something coming, like I had to pee. I don't have to pee. Come on, pee right now. I can't do that. But little did I know, I was just squirting everywhere and he didn't say a thing. I was done. He was done. I laid there so out of it. And once I realized that the bed was wet, I jumped up, freaked out. Like, I can't believe I just peed on this man. He said, come on, grab me, and told me to breathe. And said that he loves me. And I said, I just peed on you. And he said, you were squirting, enjoying yourself. And I said, that's what it feels like, girl. I threw him down on the bed and worked the shit out of him. Riding him, getting off, down, up, getting back on. He was in another world. It turned me on even more to see him like that, saying my name, holding onto the bed. It was an experience that we were truly making love. So in tone with one other, I thought maybe it was a one-time thing, and baby girl, it's been 3 years, and the fire is still raging. Did anal for the first time ever with him, and that was insanity and phenomenal at the same time. Is it just me, but after anal sex, the next time I have to take a shit, and it hurts so bad, so I contemplate my life. But he loves it, and I enjoy it. So, it's a one and done for me. Can't be doing that shit every week. She didn't say shit. Can't be doing that every week. Here's a picture of us, and hope that that was juicy enough.
Oh my god, you guys.
It's actually cute.
That is so cute. She's like, she was with her ex for 7 years.
And didn't orgasm?
And didn't orgasm. She's like, I literally thought it was just like faking shit, like acting, like just scream, yell, act like you're enjoying it. And now she has, wow.
I'm so happy for you.
I'm very happy for you too. That experience is like phenomenal, right?
Yeah, I love that for you.
It's awesome.
Good for you. Thank you for the periods. I appreciate them. They mean more to me than you will ever know.
Hello, my favorite friends. You don't know me, but I love you all so much. FYI, it's the girl that sent in a hella pictures in that love story email. I remember you.
You sent like fucking 60 pictures.
Here are a few of my sex stories. Hope y'all enjoy. Number one, a sexish in the movie theater. In the beginning of our relationship, my boyfriend and I went to the movies during the height of the pandemic, so it was pretty empty in the theater. Well, there was only us and one random guy in front of us. We were watching the movie and it was pretty boring, so we started making out. Well, one thing led to another and he started fingering me. I gave him a blowjob. Was definitely better than the movie, in my humble opinion. It's okay to judge me. I judged myself.
I'm sure you're not the only one. Do not worry.
Number two.
Although, almost. Can I just say I'd be so grossed out if I saw somebody doing that next to me in the movie theater?
Yeah.
That would gross me the fuck out.
It'd be like, okay to do it, but if you saw somebody, it'd be gross.
I did a movie theater makeout, but nothing more than that.
Yeah. Just like, oh,
no. No.
Okay, story number two, almost caught by his dad. This instance occurred when he still lived with his parents and me with mine, so we'd only see each other on the weekends. One day, we were watching a movie on the couch at his house, and it was late. It was dark. His parents were in the room, and we didn't think they'd be coming out, in their room, sorry, and didn't think they'd be coming out again for the night. Again, he started fingering me, and that's when his dad started walking out from behind us. My boyfriend knew the sounds of the footsteps, like the back of his hand, so when he first heard his dad coming from the room, he pulled his hand out of me and then started asking me questions if I was hurt or something. I'm sure his dad knew, but we just let it go, and he didn't ask any questions. Number three.
You know, I can't even imagine having children old enough and they have their partner over and like, you know, it's probably happening.
Yes.
Like, it has how you feel with Aaliyah? Like, what's happening? Like,
No. No. But yes, but no.
Like, that would freak me the fuck out. I would be like to Zane, I'd be like, should we not go get water? What do we do? I'm like, what do we do?
Oh, man. Horrible. It's horrible. It's a horrible feeling. Okay.
It's just, like, so uncomfortable.
Number three. Quote by the police. And it says, Alyssa's worst nightmare, car sex.
I've had car sex, you guys. Just not my preferred method.
She's like, give me a bed.
I tried many times. And okay? It's just not hers. I give things a go.
One day, we decided to go out to dinner after work at Bonefish Grill. This location we went to was in downtown Winter Garden, which is a nicer area. After dinner, we went back to his car. We both drove separately since we lived in opposite directions, at least 40 minutes apart, for some fun time. Well, we had just started getting into the heat of the moment, and he had just taken off his pants when there was a bright flashlight and a tap on the window. We got lucky. The officer just let us off with a warning and told us to leave. Number four, sex with a party happening right outside. This one is by far my favorite. I was staying the night at his house because we had to go to an event at 4 a.m. at Disney, and from his house, and at Disney, and his house was closer than mine, so it just made sense. His parents planned out a party for their friends, and we stayed in the guest bedroom where I was to sleep, and he was supposed to sleep in his own room. Instead, we just said we fell asleep while watching TV, so he ended up sleeping in the room with me. At around midnight, he woke up and then woke me up because he was horny. I was freaking out, like, we're going to get caught, blah, blah, blah. And he just said, fuck it, let's just do this. We got lucky because we were blasting music extra loud, typical of at Hispanic parties, lol. And I just hopped on and we had our fun. I had the best orgasm of my life that night, and I think it was because of the thrill of possibly getting caught. People kept walking past the room to get into the bathroom, and that increased the thrill for me. In the end, we luckily did not get caught. Sorry if the email was all over the place. I hope you enjoyed a few of these stories. Let me know if you'd like me to send some more, because boy, oh boy, do I have a ton to share with you. Love you all so much. Thank you, and have an awesome week.
You.
She said, P.S. I tried double spacing, but I couldn't figure out. I just used larger text. Sorry if you had to read this, Jerry. I did, and I did it fine. You did great, girl. You did great.
Love it.
I mean, who doesn't love sex, right? Right.
Word. Okay, sex story. Anniversary night. Hey, ladies. I'm the one that wrote in about marrying my friend's ex, now, of course, boyfriend on the last Love Story podcast.
Oh my God.
It was so exciting and so awesome to hear you guys read my email. When you know, you know. It's totally of what we always said, too. Anyways, let's get into it. My husband and I went out to eat at the venue where we got married at, as it is also a restaurant. It was our 9-year wedding anniversary, so we went to celebrate. When we got home, we lit some candles, put them on the nightstands, and had two fake battery ones on our TV stand. I had new lingerie for our special occasion. Well, we were getting into it and everything. I was ready to hop on top and finish. Sorry, I'm looking at this picture she sent. I'm confused. Sorry. I was ready to get on top and finish. My husband takes off the bottoms of my lingerie and tosses them to the side, and then I jump on top. Just as we're getting into it, my husband was like, what is that? I'm like, what's what? He's like, that sound. We both look towards the sound and find my bottoms on the lighted candle bursting into flames. I never jumped off so quick. We quickly ripped it off and just started patting the sparks, etc., to get it to stop, and blew out the candle. My lingerie bottoms were melted and ruined, and there was 3 books and even cardboard next to the fire, but thankfully it just started catching on the book. We got it all out. After that fire fiasco, we went back at it like nothing happened. Let's just say we won't be forgetting our 9th wedding anniversary night. Next time, we'll also put fake candles on the nightstand instead. Attached some pictures of our anniversary and the melted lingerie bottoms. Check out the background of one of us at the dinner table. There's a surprise back there, hidden. Kitty, okay, love you, bye. You know, I was looking at this picture and I was confused because it looks like period blood, all melted because it's red. So I was like, what did she send a photo of? But it's melted lingerie. Understood.
Oh my goodness.
I love that you sent pictures of it. That's hysterical.
I see your kitty.
I don't.
Anniversary dinner. To the left. Oh.
Oh, in this picture. Oh. Oh, it is hidden.
He's It's a hidden kitty cat. Like, blend it in. That's a pretty, that's like pretty being around with the rocks and the
trees. Yeah, it looks like it reminds me of Alice in Wonderland.
It's beautiful, right?
Doesn't it look like it? Maybe because your hair is purple, it like makes me think of like whimsical.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's very pretty. Wow, what a story.
That shit
like,
thank God
your husband was like,
what is that? Yeah.
What is that? Oh, it was the sound, right? The crackling sound. Oh, my! Imagine you just like fucking were so hot and heavy you didn't pay attention. Oh, thank God he did. Thank God you guys are safe. But that's dangerous. Yes, fake candles from now on, guys.
For real.
Fake candles.
Unless you're like sitting there watching it and you're not putting something on top of it. I mean, shit happens.
He's like, ram. Like, I could just picture him like tossing her panties and boom. There they go. That's scary.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope that you enjoyed this sex episode. It was long overdue. If you want to send in an email about sex, about relationship advice, if you're going through something with a family member, a mother-in-law, a father-in-law, if you just need advice on life, whatever it is, we're here for you. It might be a hard truth, but it might be good for you. So if you're thinking about sending something in, go ahead and do so. We always keep you anonymous until you beg us to say your name, then we will, if you want the shout out. But if not, we will not be saying it. So do not worry. You can send that to our email. You can go to our Instagram and just hit the contact button and email us there. Or you can email us and just type it in your computer, whatever. agamilpodcast@gmail.com. It is also in the description of our episode. So if you're on your computer, you can just copy and paste it into your email and just send it there. If you want to support this podcast, you don't have to, but it means a lot to us. It's $2.99 a month. You get no advertisements and you get the episodes a whole day early. Thank you all for subscribing. We see you. We appreciate it. It means so much to us. And if you could rate us 5 stars on Spotify, it's very simple. You don't have to write anything. You literally just hit the 5-star button and hit submit. And it really helps our show. So thank you so much for listening. We hope you have the best weekend ever. And we will talk to you all on Monday.
Okay. Love you. Bye.